קבילת החברים. בורא יקר, אנו מודים לך על ההזדמנות.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, we thank you for the opportunity you give us every moment and allow us to raise a prayer to have the right desire to love the friends. Prepare us in this lesson and connect us in faith above reason so that we may give you contentment. Let's see why this is considered such a happy, such a beautiful day for Israel. The day of 15th of Av, and next to it, Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. We don't quite see in Yom Kippur a day of joy. So we will read and we will see what Rabash explains to us.
Article the 15th of Av. It is written in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, no days were better for Israel than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, when the daughters of Jerusalem would come out dressed in borrowed white garments, so as not to shame those who do not have. The daughters of Jerusalem would come out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? Young men, lift up your eyes and see what you choose for yourself. Do not cast your eyes on beauty, cast your eyes on family. Those who did not have wives went there. Our sages taught, what would the beauties among them say? Turn your days to beauty, for a woman is only for beauty. What would the well-born among them say? Cast your eyes on family, for a woman is only for sons. In the eye of Jacob, he adds, the wealthy among them say, cast your eyes on the wealthy. What would the unsightly ones among them say? Take what you take for the Creator, as long as you crown us with gold coins. We should understand, what is the matter of the connection between good days and the daughters of Jerusalem coming out to dance in the vineyards and speaking to young men about matchmaking? What modesty is there here? It implies that the good days that Israel had caused the daughters of Jerusalem to come out and dance in the vineyards. We should understand the connection between them. It is known that Malchut is called daughter, as in father created the daughter. We make our discernments in Malchut. These are called Chokhmah, Binah, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, which are called four phases in the coarseness. The first phase, which is Chokhmah, is called beauty, for it is known that Chokhmah is called having beautiful eyes. The second Prina is Bina. She is called the mother of the children. And she begot Zon. The quality of Bina is that she wants equivalence of form to be similar to the giver. For this reason, the merit of Bina is that we attribute her to Keter, meaning that she wants to resemble Keter, who is the giver.
Prina Gimel,
the third prina is Zeranpin. She is called rich, as it is written, the rich shall not give more. It is written, the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, Zeranpin, who should not give too much yod. the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, which from his essence leans toward the right, to chasadim, and does not need chokhmah. Hence its title, rich. The fourth prina, which is malchut, is called poor and meager. As it is written, she has nothing of her own except that which her husband gives her. It is known that Malchut is called faith. It is as was said about Abraham, and he believed in the Lord and he considered it for him as righteousness. Faith is called tzedakah, as one gives charity to the poor without asking anything in return. Such is faith above reason. He does not ask anything in return, but only for the Lord. It follows that it is as though faith is called meager, like the poor, who do not return anything for the charity that is given to him. With the above said, we can interpret the excerpt about the daughters of Israel coming out. It is known that good days are when there are ascents of the worlds and their disclosure. Therefore, then is the time for disclosure. And then the daughters of Jerusalem come out. Coming out means from concealment to disclosure. And each sphira shows its importance. It is known that there are four phases of direct light. This means that four phases are discerned in Malchut herself, in the will to receive, which is Malchut with respect to the direct light, whose quality is to receive in order to receive. Four phases are discerned there, as it is written in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The five discernments of reception in phase four are called by the names of the Sfirot Kachabtum, because prior to the Tzimtzum restriction, while phase four was still the vessel of reception for the ten Sfirot included in the upper light, by way of He is One and His Name One, its clothing of the ten sefirot there followed these phases. Each of the five phases in her clothed its corresponding phase in the ten sefirot in the upper light. These above-mentioned phases appear on good days, meaning that each phase reveals its merit. The order is that Pina Aleph called Chokhmah says, Bachur, young unmarried man, meaning one who is worthy of being, Bachur, also chosen, from among the nation. At that time, she reveals her merit, that there is beauty in her. That is, Chokhmah is called the beauty of the eyes. As it is said, the eyes of the congregation, referring to the sages of the congregation. Therefore, Chokhmah is called beauties. This is why they said that a woman is only for beauty. Concerning the vessels of reception in general, where the desire to do good to his creations created a kli to receive the delight and pleasure. It pertains to light of Chokhmah. This is why a woman is called a vessel of reception only for Chokhmah. What would the well-born among them say? Being well-born means that he has a high root. For example, when we say that this man is the grandson of a great man, We mean that his root is a very high root. The Sfira Bina called phase 2 shows her merit, that she craves equivalence of form, by which we can come to adhere to the root, which is the emanator and keter. It follows that the Sfira Bina shows that she is attached to the root. This is called pedigree, meaning that the sons she will bear will have a nature with the same quality as hers, since she has equivalence of form with the root. This is why it is written, what would the well-born among them say? A woman is only for sons. This means that the vessel of reception called woman must strive to bear sons, meaning that the sons will be important sons. This is why it was said, cast your eyes on family, meaning the family pedigree. That is, Bina showed her merit, that she's adhered to the root, which is called equivalence of form. For the root of Bina is Keter, which is a desire to do good and bestow. Therefore, her merit is that she begets power of bestowal for the sons, who will later bear. The wealthy ones among them say, cast your eyes on the wealthy. Phase 3, Gimel, which is Zeranpin, is called rich. Since one who has chasadin is regarded as rich because he is content with his lot and does not need chokhmah. He also has illumination of Chokhmah, but he leans toward Chasadim. In that respect, he is similar to Bina, who is the source of Chasadim, which extends from the root. She wants to resemble her root, but he has illumination of Chokhmah. It is written in the Holy Zohar, the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, Zeranpin, who should not give too much yod. And it is written, the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, which from his essence leans toward the right, to chasadim, and does not need chokhmah. Hence its title, rich. It was told not to give too much yod, meaning not to give too much yod, but rather take, O chasadim, light of mercy, with illumination of chokhmah. This is why it is written, the wealthy ones among them, meaning Bchina Gimel, phase 3, which is the Bchina of Zeranpin called light of chasadim in illumination of chokhmah. For Zeranpin is called rich. That Sfira in Malchut shows her merit. As it is written, cast your eyes on the wealthy. The unsightly ones among them are the actual Malchut, called phase 4, Dalet in Dalet, on whom there was the Tzimtzum restriction. Hence this phase is called poor and meager, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, that Malchut is called poor and meager, for she has nothing of her own except that which her husband gives her. It is known that we must assume the kingdom of heaven above reason. This is called faith, to believe in the Creator, although the body comes with many questions, complaints, and demands. At that time, we should say they have eyes, but they do not see, ears, but they do not hear. Instead, we must accept everything above sense and reason. Moreover, this must be as tzedakah, charity, as was said about Abraham. And he believed in the Lord, and he regarded it for him as righteousness. The reason is that as when you give charity to the poor, you do not ask the poor for anything in return, because the poor has nothing to give back except what they are given. So should be the assuming of the burden of the kingdom of heaven without anything in return, but only for the Creator. As though the Creator has nothing to give back to man in return for his work in assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, why should faith be specifically this way? It is because of the known reason that there was a tzimtzum, restriction, on the vessels of reception. So, there would be room
It is specifically through annulling these vessels, which are called vessels of reception, that we attain vessels of bestow, so that one can aim in order to bestow. In these vessels shine all the delight and pleasure that the Creator wanted to bestow upon His creations. However, in the created beings who are created with vessels of reception and who are told that they must work above reason, this work is called unimportant work. It is regarded as unimportant because it is unsuitable for a reasonable person to do things which the intellect does not agree. It is, as Bala Sulam said about the verse that the Creator said to Moses, and the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" And he said, "A staff." And he said, "Throw it on the ground." And it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. He said that Moses' hands are called faith. It is regarded as of little importance, since man craves only knowledge. Where he sees that there is no knowledge that he wants to obtain, he cannot attain the matter. He claims that he has already exerted this work so we can do everything for the Creator, but did not move one bit. Thus, the body tells him, "Give up on this, and do not think that you will ever be able to attain it. So, get off this path." At that time, the Creator tells him, "Throw it on the ground," meaning that this is what you should do before the people of Israel. We must know that Pharaoh and Egypt imply the Pharaoh and Egypt that exist in an Israeli heart. and it became a serpent. That is, as soon as we leave the faith called of low importance, we promptly fall into the shells. Because specifically through faith above reason, can we be rewarded with all the wholeness. It follows that the majority of the work is when a person has no intellectual basis on which to build. For this reason, also faith has no basis in his intellect. For this reason, where one does not see that any benefit will arise from this to himself, he promptly loses the energy to work and becomes like a log without any desire or strength. But precisely then can one see the truth, whether he has faith above reason. So he can tell his body, which comes to him with arguments that make sense, the body tells him, is it not enough for you to see the truth, that it is impossible to go forward your way? Do tell me, how much more proof do you need in order to listen to me? Give up and say, now I have realized that this path of working only for the Creator is not for me.
And
I don't know who it is for, but I know it is not for me. Although our sages said otherwise. Therefore, each one must say, the world was created for me. But what can I do if I see that in reality I cannot keep this reality of saying that I must do everything for the Creator? This is why work of faith is regarded as unimportant work. With the above said, we can interpret what the unsightly ones would say. Take what you take for the Creator, as long as you crown us with gold coins. Phase 4 in Malchut is called poor and meager. As said above, one considers this work unsightly, because here you cannot look at the beauty of spirituality, nor the degree in spirituality, or the wealth in spirituality. Rather, what we do have here are only things that reason and intellect cannot tolerate. It is like an ugly object from which one keeps his distance. As it is written, stay away from ugliness and its likes. What can they say to a young man who wants to be a chosen one? Take what you take for the Creator. Meaning, we cannot promise you anything of self-benefit. However, if you want to be the chosen ones in the nation, you must take what you take only for the Creator. That is, if you can agree to these conditions, you may take us. Otherwise, there is nothing to speak of. However, that too is not simple. Rather, we want you to crown us in gold coins. Rashi interpreted crown us in gold coins to mean that after the marriage, you will give us jewels and handsome garments. Bala Sulam said that although a person agrees to take upon himself the bargain for the sake of the Creator, meaning even if she is unsightly, he does not look at anything, but it is like a bride as she is. She still demands that afterwards he will draw for her the light of Torah. That is, he should try to obtain the flavors of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot. Or otherwise, she will not agree, since one who does not know the commandment of his master, how will he serve him? This is why they said, as long as you crown us with gold coins, that is, although in terms of faith it is above reason, afterwards he must draw the light of Torah. We therefore see two things that are opposite for one another. On the one hand, faith must be above reason, completely unfounded. On the other hand, we must obtain the flavors of Torah and mitzvot. Similarly, Baal HaSulam said about what we say in the blessing, who has created in him holes upon holes, hollows upon hollows, etc., that should one of them open or should one of them close, it is impossible to exist and stand before you. He said that closing or shutting pertains to faith, which should stay closed. This is the meaning of, should one of them open? Rather, it should stay closed. Or should one of them close, refers to the flavors of Torah and Mitzvot. Rather, faith will stay above reason. And the flavors of Torah and Mitzvot will be revealed.
That after we attain what is called ninth of Av, what are all the desires, intentions, qualities that we have against the connection between us and the attainment of the Creator? Then we can think of how we have to be connected, what conditions, and how to try and reach the beginning of adhesion.
If I may ask one more thing, how is it related to love?
You
didn't speak about love here at all.
Still early. Still early, even though it is called a day of love. But that's how it is. Where did you see that this day has been really accepted in Israel as a day of love?
Well, in Israel and over the world, there is the day of love. When you say this is a day when we seemingly are nice to each other, a man to his wife.
So we'll throw a festival, what?
Exactly, I'm trying to understand the relation to love. We speak about love of friends, love between us, and suddenly we have this day of love, but there's nothing here about in the article about the love of friends, nothing about the connection between us. So I'm trying to find how this relates to us. What's the connection?
No. There's none, and I also didn't see that with other Kabbalists who really celebrated this day and didn't make any symbolic things on that day, not a special prayer or a special garment or special meals, or no.
So,
should we take something from it?
I think all those things are still ahead of us. Therefore, the day will... Yes?
Nevertheless, according to the article, what is the connection between love of friends in the 10 and the ability of a person to be above reason?
He can't come out to above reason without being incorporated in love of friends. He won't have a clue. He has to come out of himself to a vessel of love, a vessel of bestowal that is broader. Where will he take that from? Only by connecting with the friends.
We hear and we learn that, but I still lack the understanding of how, by me loving the friends, I get the ability to work and justify the Creator, that He's good and does good, that there is none else besides Him. What's the link between these things?
You can't come to that without that. You can't. How to feel what love is if you're not moving closer to the Creator? So it's not love. It's still egoistic force that gives you some fulfillment, which is your own and on the sidelines.
Again.
He writes at the end of the article that we see two things that are opposite to one another. On the one hand, faith must be of our reason, completely unfounded. On the other hand, we must obtain the flavors of Torah and Mitzvot.
So,
yes.
What does it mean that the flavors of Torah and Mitzvot, and they have to be revealed?
That all the actions one does, he discovers how through that he gets closer to everyone in reality, connects with them, and receives in the common force, not in each and every one of them, but the common force between them. There he receives results from the correction.
So this is very much related to our work here in Love of Friends.
If you're doing that, then it is.
It means that we should have flavor in the work that we do in our efforts towards connection.
Yes. Yes.
How am I supposed to relate to this condition which we call faith?
Connects to the friends. Through his connection with the friends, he begins to receive the light that reforms. And that bit by bit raises him to another level, to another reality. He begins to appreciate his new vessels, where he now begins to feel that they are born in him. And that's how he approaches bestowal. Relationship between us.
When we discover changes in the connection between us, between the friends, can we attribute it to changes that happen in the upper one?
By determining new connections between you on higher, more spiritual degrees, you want, by that, you want to influence your attitude towards the Creator. Yes, of course. That's basically our work. And in that relationship we determined towards the Creator, we can feel what is His response. This is called me for my beloved and my beloved for me. And that's how we advance. I didn't understand the question. Faith has to be without any basis, meaning that in my vessels of reception, that is, I have no proof that faith will help me achieve something in my vessels of reception. Yes?
So where do we attain these flavors of Torah and mitzvot?
In what vessels? In what vessels we attain the Torah and mitzvot?
In the vessels of reception, right? We have nothing else.
No, in vessels of bestowal. That I want to have vessels in which I will reveal Torah and mitzvot. From one degree to a higher degree and so forth.
I don't manage to grasp this.
I wish to reach a state where I live in a force of bestowal. And that is what I now examine, whether I'm capable of. I get closer to the friends, to the group, and I try to be connected to them in forces of bestowal. Right? Towards the Creator, I try to be closer to Him, me to my beloved, my beloved to me, and I feel whether I get a response from Him too, on the condition that I try to be towards Him in a force of bestowal. And so I receive in those tendencies of mine, I receive a response from the Creator.
Masbirli,
who explains to me whether I will be able to make such actions or not. To determine the foundation of faith means that he wants to connect with the friends in mutual bestowal. And in that common force of bestowal that he feels that dwells between them, on that they build their steps forward.
Can I ask another question? It says here that a person should reach the annulment of the vessels of reception, then we achieve vessels of bestowal, with which a person can aim to bestow. So the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal always have this kind of game between them, or this is something that eventually settles, the vessels of reception are done with, and we move to vessels of bestowal.
That's when a person determines that.
Yan Yaakov.
Yes, Yaakov.
I understand that the more a person comes closer to faith, the more he becomes cleansed of any logic, expectations.
He wants to depend on the upper force, the force of bestowal. and not to see results in vessels of reception.
So here there's a question. What can I do each and every day in order to change my approach so it will bring me truly to this cleansing, getting rid of any logical expectations?
That all depends on how you hinge your success on being in bestowal. What is faith? Faith for you. You don't know exactly what that is, what that picture is, that quality. But bestowing to someone that you don't have, that you don't owe anything to, that will be called a spiritual force, a force of bestowal.
Is this a result? So out of some action that I do, this is a direct result, or the result was always comes in an indirect way. It will come in some roundabout way. I shouldn't even expect it. It will just come.
No, I have to be drawn to it. I have to move towards this forcefully.
I need to be drawn to perform actions without expecting any logical reward. Is this how it is?
Of course. That to me is the reward.
I now heard that I need to be drawn to it, to forcefully get closer to it. But here it says that there is a state where the person cannot see that he will get any benefit for himself. He immediately loses the energy to work, and it becomes like a log without any desire or strength.
Yes.
So what does he do then?
He continues.
With which force does he continue?
That he demands to have strength.
The log has the strength to demand.
Inner feeling is a log, like a log, but with that he has some ability to demand, yes.
Demand what?
Demand to have the possibility to feel the force of bestowal, to attain the force of
bestowal. Good.
I think that each one somewhat feels it, somewhat doesn't feel what it's about, and it's good. Yes.
Rav, what is
this state that a person holds on to the staff, the faith? What is the state where he lets go of the staff and it becomes a serpent?
Well, that's clear to us now even more, that if I go back to my mind and my emotion only, this is called a serpent. And if I want to go above that, that means going with the staff. That I have
to his nature. Yes?
I wanted to ask about faith. He writes that there is no basis to rely on. So, what's the basis of faith if there's no foundation?
I didn't understand.
He writes that if he works on receiving, he always has a foundation that strengthens him, and about with regarding faith, faith there's no basis.
Right.
So how does he rise to faith if there's no basis? What do you work on? What do you lean on?
Well, I work specifically without having a foundation.
So what do you have then?
It's in the opposite manner.
So what do you have?
What do I have? I hold on to the group and I hold on to the Creator. They give me forces so that I hold on to this force, and it for me becomes as a foundation, as an infrastructure upon which I stand. And even though to someone who doesn't have it, it seems to him like I'm flying in midair. However, someone who is in it, he sees that I actually have the strongest foundation.
So
faith is it a basis to work? It replaces the old basis?
Yes, the force of faith. Yes, it replaces the ordinary force I have of knowing, of calculating.
But this alternative comes when you attain faith.
Yes.
So when you approach faith, you have no basis to work. On the contrary, you always see how your body tells you the work is not for me and so forth, and you ultimately also agree that it's not for me and it will never be for me. So how do you rise to faith if that is the voice that speaks in you?
If I shift from the vessel of reception to the vessel of bestowal, then I have no problem that I'm holding on to the vessel of bestowal, and I feel in them a safe ground, a safe infrastructure.
But what does it mean to move from vessels of reception to bestowal? I don't press a button and move between the vessels.
It depends on how much I'm adhered to the group.
So you adhere to the group, but how does the transition happen? How do you cause this transition to move to vessels of bestowal?
First of all, I don't do it. The Creator does it. According to my request, my demand, and He moves me.
That's clear. How do you come to a demand from the Creator when you entirely, all of you says that the work is not for me and I have no strength for it, as he writes in great detail?
Yes.
So where does the request to the Creator come from if you entirely convince yourself that you have no chance?
Why should I persuade myself that there's no chance?
That's how nature works. The Rabash writes this too.
That's how nature works, but I work against this nature with the group. Nature, all in all, it comes through me, but if I connect myself with the group, then through the group, already a different solution comes to me.
The ability to ask of the Creator that will move you from vessels of reception to bestowal, where do you bring that from if your nature is always opposite to it? Where do you take this from?
From an attack that we, all of us in the group, agree between us that we have to reach an attack.
What are we attacking?
Ourselves. Our ego.
Don't understand.
разные варианты восполнения десяти сферот. Что это значит, что они восполняются?
There are different ways here to complete ten spheres. What does it mean that they're completed?
Yes. What
does it mean? The first and second type, and the third what?
The process we're learning here are two types of completion of ten sefirot. One is in the gadlut of the first one, and the second of the second.
Yeah.
The process here that ten sefirot are completed. So Vlad is talking about the essence. What is this process of completing the ten sefirot?
Number 12.
Yes, and like we're learning here, in all the wisdom of Kabbalah, in all of reality, we as created beings can discover every matter from its opposite. And therefore, if we are talking about the day of love, the fact that the Creator is bringing all of the created beings to a state of love, so it means there has to be, first of all, great hatred and disappointment until we reach a state that love covers all of the hatred. Go ahead.
Number 12 by Baal HaSulam. I shall advise you to evoke within you fear of the coolness of the love between us. Although the intellect denies such a depiction, think for yourself if there is a tactic by which to increase love, and one does not increase it, that too is considered a flaw. It is like a person who gives a great gift to his friend. The love that appears in his heart during the act is not like the love that remains in the heart after the act. Rather, it gradually wanes each day until the blessing of love can be entirely forgotten. Thus, the receiver of the gift must find a tactic every day to make it new in his eyes each day. This is all our work, to display love between us each and every day, just as upon receiving, meaning to increase and multiply the intellect with many additions to the core, until the additional blessings of now will be touching our senses like the essential gift at first. This requires great tactics set up for the time of need.
And I don't think that this is what it's about here. Humanity needs to know how to correctly reveal love if it's in front of us and we need to reach it. So what is that same payment, that same quality that we need to discover in order to discover this love? Only hatred doesn't help. We need to be in the correct mind and heart in order to arrange our individual vessels and in their connection more inclusive vessels to be against love and for love until we'll reach it in its complete form and to bring it closer to her, both in its good mind and its bad mind, in a way that
שאנחנו מרוצים מהבורא שנתן לנו.
In a way that we are satisfied by the Creator that gave us all of the means to understand this complete and eternal connection between us.
Oh, שאלות. Woman have two.
Women, Hebrew 2.
What is love actually? It's a light, it's a vessel, what is it?
Love means that I'm caring for the vessels of the upper one, just like I care for my own vessels.
How can we increase the quality of our prayer in order to adapt to the increasing abut?
If
we are embracing each other and wanting to find common words from our mutual heart to the mutual Creator, then we will succeed.
רק בצורה כזאת.
Only in such a way.
להגביר את האהבה שלנו.
We can increase our love to all the friends. If we will want to embrace them with one kli, all of us together around the whole planet, that it will be included in us, in our hearts. That our hearts includes all of the hearts, that it can include all of our friends from all of the world. There they will feel that they are in a state that satisfies them in all of its demands.
Dira, bu zıt koşuldan ilerlemek için ne gibi aktivite yapmamız gerekir yaratana karşı?
What state do we have to get to reach from this state to the next, the desired state?
We need to give up on reaching something with our own strength. We need to connect ourselves in a circle with all of our friends all around the world. And we need, in this circle that we're forming, we need to accept each and every one. Regardless of what type or kind or color or what, but each one that wants to be in their own circle, that it's a circle of love only, that each one isn't concerned about a thing other than giving the others the force of love that comes from the Creator to us, and that is spread around all of this area between us. And this area between us is what connect, is where our hearts connect. If we want to reach a state, that is enough. If we only want this to happen, then the Creator will finish the job for us. And by that, we can reach the
number 13 by the Rabash. Once I have acquired the clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle, in love and joy together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me. And the outstretched land of many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is canceled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends. Friends in the ten. So he is saying that he already attained some clothing of love, and then he sees that the friends are with him and working with him. So how to awaken that in each one of us, this gift we got from the Creator?
First of all, without words, I want to act in my heart that it will work on each and every heart of each and every friend. And that's how we feel the influence of the hearts. Other than that, we have our calls, our meetings, our studies.
It's something that we... You said first in the heart. So how do we awaken this in the heart?
That
first I have to think how to awaken it in the friend or in my own heart.
I awaken
this in my heart to influence from my heart to the general heart.
And
in such a way, I direct this general heart to influence. Influence a certain heart, a specific heart, right? And by that I try to cure the heart of the friend.
When
we all make an effort, then it works. It completes one.
Less or...
You have to reach connection in the ten. To the feeling of love that includes in it everyone.
Et kulam.
Everyone, that instead of 10 or 9, you will feel that you have a sea of love and you can enter it and be there above time.
The question is, why specifically in the 10?
That is your obligation, period. That's your obligation.
What about all created beings? And
afterwards, when you have an example of how to be included in the 10, you can then go, and then you can be included in the general public.
And not the opposite?
No, the opposite is a false, is a lie.
What do we do with it? It's a problem.
First of all, you need to feel the necessity to serve each friend what he requires. Otherwise, it's not a gift. You need to feel that you're taking it from yourself and giving it to him. It's a replacement of vessels, of desires, with which you can work, it can work better than you. And after that, the main thing is the main thing is that these gifts will replace all of the desires that exist in the world. Everything we take from ourselves and give to others, it will be the general